This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
This is The Mainframe. Welcome back, everyone, to our membership series. In this episode, we're going to be talking about retaining customers with membership and continuity. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing excellent. I seem every time to say, I'm doing great, and then I say something, and I need to find another way of saying, I'm okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you always say you're great, but you're never actually great. I think our listeners want to hear you actually be great, Chris. Be great. Be actually great.
I am better than great today. I've been playing with my new phone. I've got a load of Raspberry Pi demonstrations to do at the local hackerspace tomorrow. It's a wonderful life.
See, that's more like it. That's what people want to hear. Excitement.
Yeah, it doesn't sound sincere when I do it, though, because I'm like the Eeyore from...
I guess. You know what? Eeyore liked his house, though, in House on Pooh Corner. So remember, he was excited about that. So that leads us into the first part of our thing here, delivering on your promise.
There you go.
Eeyore was promised a house, and he was given a house, and he was finally happy.
So, finally.
Finally.
Yeah, and you know what? It doesn't always have to be a big promise either. That's the crazy thing. People always like think they have to promise big, but actually you're better off delivering on promises that you can keep, and then if you can, over-deliver, right?
That's exactly right. And I think that's one of the things that people need to kind of think about is that a promise is just doing what you said you were going to do. It's a lot like a process. You know, I talk a lot about this when I'm talking about processes and systems and stuff. Do what you say you're going to do. So say what you're going to do, then do what you say. And if you go beyond that, they love it. So you don't have to make this giant promise of, you know, this huge thing. Just make a promise that you know you can deliver on and make it in a way that you know that you can provide the value that people are looking for. Because that's really what it's about, delivering the value.
Yeah, and people really want some sort of transformation. They want a change, but it doesn't have to be life and world changing. It doesn't have to be a world-shattering thing that you're getting people to. It just has to be something that they perceive a value, something that's useful and something that is worth more than they're spending. And then your delivery has to match the marketing. And that's where a lot of people go wrong. They focus so much on the sale that the delivery can never match. And then they get lots of refunds and get complaints.
Yeah, and that's one of the mistakes you can make if you don't know your audience well enough. So if you know who the customer is you're trying to deliver for, you can match that marketing to the delivery because you know what you're going to be providing at that point. If you don't know really what you're going to be able to provide, then it's hard to do the marketing to match it.
And a lot of times they've created something and then tried to sell it. Whereas what we like to do very often is write the sales materials, and the sales materials is the blueprint for the thing that we're going to create and deliver. So we almost use the sales letter as the specification.
When you have that in place, it gives it a better way to generate the content as well, because what you're doing is you're truly delivering what you said you were going to deliver. So you've kind of identified who your customer is, and then you've outlined what it is you're going to deliver in a way of a curriculum that is taken from the marketing material that you provide. So it's a way of building out a curriculum and your marketing message at the same time.
Yeah. And so we talk about retaining customers. If you can't retain a customer for a full day, then you're doing something very wrong. And we know there's some really big names out there that have horrific refund rates. Don't be in that space. Don't even attempt to be like them. Deliver and keep people happy and follow through, and you're going to be above 80% of the marketplace out there. There's a lot of rip-offs, a lot of unreliable people. You just have to deliver what you said you were going to deliver and make it good enough quality that they get value. And if you can do that, then you're not going to get as many refunds. The next thing, obviously, is excellent customer service. And then we move into engagement.
Yeah, engaging with your audience is huge. We've learned this in the marketing side of things, but when it comes to membership, it's important too, because really what you're selling is an expertise or an access to you or to your team or to the information and knowledge that you can provide. And for that to really provide value to the customer, you have to create this type of engagement that allows them to really feel that they're part of this entire course that you've put together. So it kind of gives the feel of, I mean, everybody's been in a course or a seminar or a workshop with somebody who's just a terrible teacher. But you've also been in a class or workshop or seminar with somebody who's a good teacher who engages with the audience and helps you to better connect so you can understand that material that they're providing a lot better.
Yeah, and this is one of those lessons we learn in kindergarten that you can tell who cares. And that bait and switch, that mismatch between marketing and delivery is really evident when the person delivering is not engaging, they don't care, all they want is your money. So by demonstrating that you actually care and you want people to succeed and you want to help people, that again sets you apart and helps you retain customers because you engender some more loyalty and trust. And people don't really like to switch teachers. You know, they find somebody that they really connect with and they want to stick with them. So you can keep that customer, you can help them long term by just setting the start tone correctly. So you're delivering on your promises, you're engaged, and you're showing you care.
And that needs to start off right from the beginning with your onboarding experience. Because what can happen is if you try to just dump a bunch of stuff on people, a lot of times they get overwhelmed and you can't get that connection. You can't get that engagement. So onboarding and trying to reduce that confusion is a real critical aspect of that, right?
Yeah, onboarding and removing the initial overwhelm. When somebody signs up to something that's got a lot of value, a lot of material, it's easy to get overwhelmed, start procrastinating, feel like you made a mistake, think it's too either advanced or too much for you, too much for the amount of time and energy. Onboarding can help break through that by breaking the difficult topics down into easy to consume pieces. You can mix it up with visual, auditory, interactive modalities. You can make the customer service very easy and obvious for people so that they know that they're going to get help if they need it. Make it interactive. We've talked a lot about onboarding before, but really, if you're selling education, it's really important. Everybody's had the experience of feeling like this new topic is overwhelming to them, and you need to break through that.
And you'll see this a lot in the old school membership sites. And one of the things they tried to do, along with just trying to get a quantity of people, not really worried about the quality, because they figured that, you know, if they have a 50% refund rate, that's fine, that 50% will be too lazy to refund and they don't care about the quality. You used to see this all the time. And as part of that was a bunch of information just dumped on you all at once to make it appear as though there was value there. There was no onboarding. It was just you logged in and you just saw tons of links or tons of audio files or just tons of stuff. And it was done in this way to make it seem as though you were getting tremendous value, long enough for you to try and consume some of it and get past their refund period, and then you're kind of stuck there. But what that really does is after that initial inundation of information, you realize, wow, this is not something that I can consume at one time or in a way that's actually helpful for me. So having all that information just kind of dumped on somebody really isn't a good model. It's a way that makes it seem as though here's everything, go and learn. Where if you have a solid onboarding experience that gets them started and breaks things down for them, it really creates that connection and engagement for a more longer term relationship.
Yeah. And the key thing is that people want to feel like they're able to take action. It's not about how clever you are as a teacher. It's not how much experience and all the big things you've done. Whereas a lot of teachers, a lot of education products seem to be mostly about bragging. It's about the student taking action and getting results. So if you can get them getting some early results, that's the biggest proof you can provide them, the proof of their own experience. It's really important that people feel like they're making progress. Now, that means that as well as teaching in a way that works for them, you have to encourage consumption. it can't be just a passive listening, passive reading. They actually have to be able to consume, process, and then take action on your education, right?
Exactly. The way that you deliver the material and the way that you make it so that they can take action is key to making a membership site work.
The Mainframe is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, a complete website solution for building your own online marketing and sales platform. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform. Stop trying to hack together your website yourself. Head over to rainmaker.fm/platform today and get back to building your business.
So the way you set up your material for your customers to consume it and take action is going to be critical into getting people to better understand the material. And if they understand the material, they really, really feel like there's some value here and they are more likely to stick around for being part of the program, right?
Exactly. The number of lessons I've been through, the number of courses I've been through that have just either sat on my hard disk or I've refunded or I've just forgotten about is a crazy amount of money I've spent on it over the years. And it really does come down to not encouraging people to learn, take action, get into the material and ease into the material. And if you do it right, this is when you get the great reviews, the great testimonials, get great case studies. You want the majority of the people who go through your material to actually take action on it and get results, because that's going to sell more people on it. And it's also going to give you that great reputation. But most of all, that's how you really deliver on your promises.
That's true. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to break it up not only into easily digestible chunks, but you're trying to allow that first piece to flow into the second piece. And it becomes a foundation for that. And then the third piece and so on and so forth. And as you're doing it, you're actually selling the lesson that they're learning, but also you're preparing them for the next lesson, which is selling them on continuing, right?
Exactly. So we talk about selling the lesson. This is something Brian talks about quite a bit. It's more than just a blurb. It's more than just a pretty picture. It's actually telling them, kind of like a little mini sales letter, this is why you would care. This is what the outcome is going to be from this lesson. This is why it's important. It's putting it in context, and it's putting it in context in the flow of the course as well. So many people skip over lessons that, and they might be foundational, they might be really important lessons, but it's boring, so they're skipping over it. So use all your copywriting techniques, great headlines, great introduction. Sell the benefits, sell the outcomes. Don't just sell the features. Don't say this is a 60-minute video, right? So as Tony says, you teach in chunks. You have to break it down, but each individual lesson has to sit within the curriculum and it has to be sold on its own. You have to encourage people to take action, and that might mean multiple emails. If they don't take action right away, if they don't consume that lesson, don't just leave it there. You might have to remind them to go back and why it's important. You might have to come from three different angles to get them to consume the lesson. But if it's part of the process, part of the system that you're teaching, you need people to not just visit the lesson, they need to consume it and they have to take action on it.
Yeah, and the idea of different angles makes a lot of sense when it comes to the different modalities of learning as well, because you know some courses lend themselves well to one particular type, text, audio, video, but there are times when it really makes sense to have it in multiple formats so people can listen to it while they're commuting, or if they want to sit and watch a video, they can, because maybe they're very visual, so they like to see things as they're listening, or text. I mean, there's a lot of people that read and want to just have a written version of it. So knowing your audience is key to finding the right formats to put stuff in, right?
Yeah, and repetition is actually a good thing. You'll have noticed how many times through this podcast we're in the 30s of the episode numbers, how many times we've mentioned onboarding and delivering on your promises and context. Repetition is important, but also think in terms of things like checklists and flowcharts. Just because somebody's consumed the lesson doesn't mean it's gone into their long-term memory or even gone into the memory in a way that they could actually process it enough to take action on it. So tip sheets and guides and FAQs, but especially things like checklists allow people to implement. And implementation, again, is very important. You want people to not miss steps. So instead of expecting somebody to pick it up from an audio and just be able to run with it, think through what you would need if you're actually teaching a new employee to do this for your business at the quality you expect, with the consistency you expect. It becomes a process and a system.
And another part of that is creating connection with not only the course and those people putting together a course, but people within there. A lot of times that's what the benefit of having a forum, because it allows a way to create a connection with other people inside the membership site so that they can better feel like they're getting it, somewhere they can ask questions, that sort of thing.
Exactly. And it helps if they feel part of an identifiable tribe. So I'm part of a club of makers. I consider myself a maker because I make things. They're usually trivial and nerdy things, but I make them. Other people feel part of a sports team community, and they identify so much that they wear the team colors and jerseys and paint the faces. We all feel connected to some sort of community. If they can identify with that community, if they can identify with you, and if they can see progress, then that becomes part of who they are and how they express themselves, and they're much more likely to be an advocate.
And that's a good point about the progress, because I think people need to feel like they have accomplished something. And that's very important to a good quality membership site, whether you're actually providing a course or you're just providing materials over time. They need to feel like they're moving ahead, that they're actually been given the tools they need to move forward. And whenever you have a feeling of progress, it helps create that connection and it helps create a sense of belonging, because they feel like the membership site has helped them move forward in a way that they probably couldn't have without it.
And it's inspiring to the others when they can see each other making progress, especially if they've got a forum or some place to record progress and publish the progress. It inspires others to take action. It's more believable that the system actually works. And it helps, again, to bind people together, because they're going to cheer each other on. They're going to be each other's best cheerleaders. And we see this with teaching sales. Every time somebody achieves something, even if it's just getting their free ebook out, everybody celebrates, everybody cheers them on, and you get a lift in motivation because people can see the evidence that it's working.
And the other side of that is accountability, making sure that people feel accountable for doing the work that you're providing. Because a lot of people will join a membership site, but never actually consume the material or actually do anything about it. They just take it, and like you said earlier, it sits on your hard drive. So having a way for them to be accountable to themselves, to the course teachers, to the other people in the community, allows them to be able to move forward more progressively.
Exactly. So with accountability, what you're getting people to do is be their own coach. You're getting people to promise that they're going to do something by a certain time, and they're going to actually follow through on that. And that's going to take some reminders from you. You might need to automate them. You might have to do it manually. But it comes down to making sure that people know exactly what they're meant to do, that it's going to be valuable for them, what they will get out of doing it, so that it's a personal goal for them. It's not seen as homework. You're not giving people homework. It's something that's going to help them. It's going to be beneficial to them. And get them to actually comment in front of the group or just in front of you a commitment. What are they going to do and when are they going to do it by? So they have to then make a promise. And people don't like failing on their promises, right? And then finally, you need to come back. At the time they said they were going to do it, have they done it? Why didn't they do it? What are they going to do? Or did they do it, and what did they get out of it? What did they get out of the result, and what did they get out of the process? That's not just good marketing. That's actually holding them accountable to the promise they made themselves when they purchased. If they sign up for a website building course, they need to build a website. If they sign up for a better golf swing course, they need to get a better golf swing out of the end.
So really what we've been talking about here is ways of retaining the customers in your membership. And you do that through, number one, delivering on your promises. Do what you say you're going to do. Number two, onboarding. This is critical. Get them up to speed in a way that makes them feel like they have made the right choice and that they can move forward easily. Number three, creating a way for them to easily consume the material and take action on the material. And finally, making them accountable for what they're doing so they feel like they can progress and that somebody is holding them to a certain standard so they really feel like they're getting value.
So in the next episode, we're going to talk about how to keep members engaged for the long term, how to hold their interest and keep them engaged so that they get those results that we talked about today.